Well, good morning. Welcome to Back to the Book broadcast. Evangelist Gene Voss with you this morning, bringing to you the Word of God from God's precious book, and just enjoying living and living for the Lord in these last days. We're glad you're here this morning on the broadcast, and hope we can be a blessing and a help to you some way today from the precious Word of God. The only source of strength we have today is God, His precious Word that we have that never changes. It don't need rearranging. It don't need changing. It just needs believing and preaching and accepting what it says for us in these last days that we're living in. Good to be here this morning. Appreciate you taking time to listen to us today. Trust you're making plans to be in the house of God this morning, be in church or Sunday school here at Mountain View where we're members at. It begins at 10 o'clock, worship 10:45. And then back to tonight at 5 o'clock for the evening service. And we invite you to come be with us throughout the day today. Brother Kevin Norton's a pastor. He'll preach to you the Word of God and be a blessing to your heart if you'll just come and be with us in the house of God. We just have a general Sunday school in the auditorium. Right now, we don't have the classes separated, but we're having a general Sunday school, and we invite you to come. Sunday school is good for you. That's how you just keep on learning some things about the Word of God, and that'll be a help to you if you'll take time. And you say, that's for children. No, that's for Christians. Sunday school is for Christians. Amen. It's not just for children. It's for Christians. That's the reason we've got classes for every age to learn. You say, well, I already know enough. Well, yeah, you're backslid already. Amen. You don't know enough. You need to grow in grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus. God didn't put a time span in there, didn't put an age group in there in the scripture. He just said, grow in grace and knowledge of the Lord. And you get too old for growing, you done got too old, amen. They done got you buried. But it's good to be saved this morning. Good to be in the broadcast another time. And count a real blessing every time we come to the microphone and try to be a help to someone out there. And maybe tell someone about Jesus that loves them and wants to save them. And boy, that's what it's all about today. We're going to be going to the book of Hebrews today, chapter 7. Eventually, we're going to have a couple of songs and hope it'll be a blessing to you. Have prayer with you this morning. There's a lot of needs you've got in your life. I know today some of you carrying burdens that's too heavy to bear. That's the reason Jesus said, cast all your care upon me, for I care for you. He's big enough to carry the load that we're trying to carry today. And just put it up on him. He's one that can take care of it. And leave it with him, amen, leave it with him, and he'll take care of that. May not be the way you want it, but the way he needs it to happen, and he knows exactly what he's doing today, knows what he's doing, amen. We have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. He knows, he understands the situation, he knows your problem. He knows your need today, so let him have it. Put it on him, and he'll carry that load for you today. Let's go to the Lord in prayer, and let's pray for our nation today. Our nation tremendously needs prayer. I tell you, we're living in liberal last days. We're seeing things happening today that spoke of in the scriptures in the last days, the days of Lot, the days of Noah. Like those days, and we're living in those days today again. We're seeing the perversion of the last days like it was in the book of Lot, in the time of Lot, and the book of Genesis. We find that there is a similarity of what's taking place in today's it was in those days. And you say, what do we do? Well, just keep on living for the Lord, because the Lord said these things are going to come to pass. These things are going to happen. We just don't like to see it in our generation. We like to push it on down the road somewhere. But sometimes it rests upon us to deal with the situation, the world, that has got to in our day and time. So we need to pray, and we need to go to church and give our life to the Lord and be a witness. The only hope for this world is the gospel. Jesus Christ, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of our Lord. That's the only hope for this world today. That'll get folk out of sin. That'll get the perversion out of life today. If we just get it to Jesus and get saved by God's grace, it'll change your heart. Amen. It'll even change your mind about things. And you'll think differently. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And so you'll think differently when you get saved. You worry about whether you can live it or not. You can live it. It's not I that liveth, but it's Christ that liveth in me. The life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So we can live his life here because he lives within us. The reason you think you can't today, because you don't have that life. And you don't have that perspective. You don't have the mind of Christ. And you need that today. You need to get saved if you're not saved this morning. So let's pray. Fathers, we bow in your presence this morning. Thank you for this day. Privilege to come to the throne room this morning with our needs. So much we need today, and so much we're ashamed to ask things today. But Lord, for your glory, we ask it that we might see you work and you move in the midst of hearts and lives. I pray for every need this morning, Radio Lamb. There's folk that are shut in. They'd love to be in the house of God today, and they can't go. I pray your blessings upon them this morning, that you lift them up and bless them and encourage them. Feed their souls, Lord, even there. You're able to feed them. Provide a special grace for those that can't be in the house of God. I pray you touch every heart, every sinner that's out there this morning. They turn their heart to the Savior before it's too late. That one, Lord, that's backslid on you. They've gotten away from God. They've been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, but now they're trampling the blood of the covenant they're sanctified with under their feet, and they've turned away from you. And I pray you deal with their hearts today and help them to realize and see the need to get back right with you before that chastening hand of God falls upon them. Now, Lord, have your way in the broadcast. Use it this morning and encourage every believer. Now, those that are faithful, I pray your blessings upon them. That you bless the faithful, Lord, that are staying with the stuff and living for you in these last days. And I pray for our nation today, Lord, that you'd, raise up the witnesses among the people of this land to help turn aside the tide of sin that's assailing us and the things that are pressing upon the children of God and upon the church. I pray, Lord, that you'd help us to stand, and having done all to stand, therefore having our loins girt about with that truth, and the truth is the Word of God. I pray, have your way today. Now lead us in the Scripture. May your perfect will be done and accomplished in our lives, and we'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right, we're going to have some songs this morning and hope it will be a blessing to you. House of Choir singing this morning, and hope you enjoy it. As they sing. good day. When we get home, it's going to be a good day. Thank God for that this morning. Hope you enjoyed that song. Have another one now with the choir. It'll be a real blessing as it sings. Your name's not there, you better get it in there, because the Lord's soon coming. I believe with all of my heart today. Hebrews chapter 7 this morning. Don't forget, meet us in church today. Be in the house of God this morning, and you'll enjoy the services. If not, get right with God, and you will then. Amen. Hebrews chapter 7. The Bible said, verse 11, if therefore perfection were by the Levitical priesthood, for under it the people received the law, what further need was there that another priest should rise after the order of Melchizedek, and not be called after the order of Aaron? For the priesthood being changed, there is made of necessity a change also of the law. For he of whom these things are spoken pertaining to another tribe, of which no man gave attendance at the altar. For it is evident that our Lord sprang out of Judah, of which tribe Moses spake nothing concerning priesthood. And yet is yet far more evident, for that after the similitude of Melchizedek, there riseth another priest, who is made not after the law of a carnal commandment, but after the power of an endless life. For he testifieth, thou art a priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek. For there is verily a disannulling of the commandment going before, for the weakness and unprofitableness thereof. For the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did, by the which we draw nigh unto God. and insomuch as not without an oath he was made priest. For those priests were made without an oath, but this with an oath by him that said unto him, The Lord swear and will not repent, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. By so much was Jesus made a surety of a better testament. And they truly were many priests, because they were not suffered to continue by reason of death. But this man, because he continueth ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood. There, wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. For such an high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens, who needeth not daily, as those high priests, to offer up sacrifice, first for his own sins, and then for the people's. For thus he did once, when he offered up himself. For the law maketh men high priests which have infirmity, but the word of the oath, which was since the law, maketh the Son, who is consecrated forevermore. Amen. I want to use the subject today, but this man. Hebrews chapter 7 and verse 24, but this man. But this man, we're talking about a man, and it's a God man named Jesus Christ. But this man, and so we've got a man named here by the Lord that was going to be an unchangeable priest, never changing, and came directly from the Lord. And so it's an unchangeable priesthood. You compare Aaron, when Aaron, of course, there in verses 23, he talked about Aaron. He said that they truly were many priests, because they were not suffered to continue by reason of death. They couldn't continue because they died. I mean, they when they raised their eyes and in this world, they were bound to die, and they died. Every last one of them died. Every priest that was ordained under the law, they died. And so that was their destiny. And so but he has an endless life. They spent their life preparing a successor for them, and then they died. That's what they lived their life for, preparing someone to come along after them to carry on what they were doing. But he lives. But Jesus lives. You say, well, wait a minute, Jesus died. Well, but he canceled his death out by his resurrection. He canceled it out. He rose from the dead. Amen. He's the one that's living today, making intercession for every saint of God. He's living and making intercession for us today between us and the Father. There's the man Christ Jesus. Amen. So he's living today. He's alive, very, very much alive today, and living that we might have life and have it more abundantly. So here we found this unchangeable priesthood. He canceled his death out by his rising from the dead. His resurrection canceled out his death. And so he's living. He qualified to be the one the Lord was talking about here in these verses. And unchangeable priesthood. And so he's alive. You say, how do you know he's alive? Well, talk to him today. Amen. Talk to him today. He's there. He's alive. He's seated at the right hand of the Father. He's not asleep. He's not dead. Amen. He's not sick. He's alive and well, seated at the right hand of the Father, looking on all this mess that we're in today and saying to the Father, Lord, I want to go get my bride out of that mess down there. And God said, not yet, son, not yet, son. No man knoweth the time except the Father. But one day the Lord is going to turn to his son and say, son, go get your bride. Go get your bride. He's going to call Gabriel, and they're going to tune up the trumpet, and they're going to come, call out the saints of God. The trumpet's going to sound. The dead in Christ going to rise first, and then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to be with the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. We've got a destiny. We've been predestined to go to heaven. Amen. When you got saved, God predestined you to go to heaven. We're going there in spite of all the devils in this world today. We're going to heaven. Amen. You say you sound pretty sure of yourself, preacher. No, but I'm sure of the blood, and that when the blood saved me, when I accepted that sacrifice on the that Jesus made on the cross of Calvary, Calvary, and when I accepted his atonement for my sins and asked him to come into my heart, he took his abode up there and they put the Spirit of God within me, and it still lives there today. Been there for 60-something years. I mean, living and abiding in me 60-something years. Actually, for the last 66 years, he's been living in my heart, and so I'm saved permanently. I know that's not the message today, but it don't hurt to talk about that anyway. But that's an unchangeable priesthood, canceling out his death by rising from the dead. So thank God we got a resurrected Savior. And not only something else about but this man first of all had that unchangeable priesthood, and secondly, he has an unlimited power. The Bible said in verses 25, wherefore he is able. Amen. We could stop there. That'd be enough. But he's able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. And so we find he has an unlimited power. And Jesus said, I got power to lay my life down, and I've got power to take it again. And Jesus did that. Hey, everything that he said that he's going to do, he did. And if it hadn't been done yet, he's going to do it. That's been proven by the fact that he did everything according to the plan of God, that God planned out that Jesus would do. He didn't come this world without a plan, without a purpose. He came here to seek and to save that which was lost. He came here to form the church of the living God and put it as an organism on the face of this earth to be the means by whereby the gospel be preached and go forth. And Jesus, God done all that's in his plan. And so it's all planned by the Lord. Jesus was fulfilling the plan of an almighty God for an unregenerate world that needed redeeming. Ever since Adam sinned there in the Garden of Eden, and since he died that spiritual death, man's got to have a new birth. There's got to be a spiritual redeemer that would take place, and redemption to take place in our hearts and lives, and that happens when we're born again. We're born once again to the family of God by the new birth. So being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. That comes all the way back to the Bible, to the scripture that we're talking about this morning. It's by the word of God. If you don't believe the Bible, you're in a mess. Amen. If you don't believe the Bible, you can't even get saved unless you believe the Bible, because the Bible plainly tells us that Jesus died and was buried and rose again. And it plainly tells us that you got to believe the Bible. You got to believe something to get saved. You say, well, I'm an atheist. Well, you're in a mess. I'm telling you that, because if you're not saved, you're going to hell just as sure. I don't care who you are, where you, what your name is, you're not saved, you're going to hell. There's a place that men, women, boys, and girls are going to today because they reject the name of the Lord Jesus, reject the blood, reject the message, and they refuse to get saved. Well, so he has an unlimited power. He's able to save to the uttermost those that come unto God by him. Amen. I mean, there is the salvation to the uttermost. God saves you all the way. Amen. He saves you all the way. Well, the Bible said that he puts his law in our hearts. Amen. And God saves us by his wonderful grace. And that new covenant that we're under today, Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 10 said, for this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, saith the Lord, I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. They shall not teach every man his neighbor, every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for all shall know me, from the least to the greatest. And I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. That in that he saith, a new covenant he hath made the first old. Now that which decayeth and waxeth old is ready to vanish away. I'm telling you, we're in a new covenant today. We've been saved by God's grace, and and he gives you a new nature when he saves you. So there's an unlimited power that he's able to save to the uttermost. Well, and then he, listen, Jesus had an undefiled life. Amen. An undefiled life. You can rest assured, brother, there's an undefiled life to the Son of God. The Bible said, tempted in all points, like as we are, yet without sin. Five characteristics about the life of Jesus. First of all, he was holy. Amen. He was holy. Secondly, he was harmless. Amen. Thirdly, he was undefiled. Fourthly, he was separate from sinners and made higher than the heavens. That's five characteristics of the Son of God. And by that, knowing that he is the Son of God, nobody else could make that claim on the face of this earth except the Lord Jesus Christ. Holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, made higher than the heavens. Amen. Has an undefiled life. That's a life Jesus had, is undefiled. Amen. Couldn't put any sin upon him. They lied on him. They put false witnesses against him. The Bible said there in verses 26, there's his characteristics. Number four, I want you to notice, he has an unparalleled sacrifice. Amen. No sacrifice like Jesus had, who needeth not daily as those high priests to offer up sacrifice, first for his own sins and then for the people's. For this he did once when he offered up himself, an unparalleled sacrifice, one time for all. Had no, listen, never to die again. Every sacrifice that was brought had to die. But Jesus offered up himself one time for all, and that's an unparalleled sacrifice that Jesus made. And then in closing today, I want you to notice he had an unending priesthood. In verses 28, for the law maketh men high priests which have infirmity, but the word of the oath which was sent to law maketh the Son, S-O-N, who is consecrated forevermore. Unending priesthood. Amen. He's alive today. Oh, yes. You can talk to him today. Today, you can go directly to the throne room. You don't have to go to a priest. You don't have to go to a preacher. You can go directly to the throne room of God. You say, want to get saved? Go to God with it. Amen. Fall on your knees. Call upon God through Jesus Christ. Accept what Jesus did on Calvary and believe that he'll save you and he'll do that. He is an unending priesthood. He's living today. He's alive and well. And listen, if you don't know him, you better get to know him, because he's coming real soon. Well, our time is gone this morning. Thank God for this man, but this man. May God bless you is our prayer until next Sunday. Amen.